Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Amen. I expect some of you have watched tennis this past week. To be honest, I haven't watched much. Being on holiday has meant the late evening flick on of the TV to unwind hasn't happened. But I did watch a BBC documentary about Andy Murray called Will to Win. For me, it captured what I admire or find the most captivating in sport. And that is the great drive and passion that leads athletes to push themselves so hard. When I think of the effort it takes me to get ready to go out on a long walk or to prepare for my swimming lessons, which are not going great, I still cannot swim unaided, but that's another story. So this documentary about Andy Murray shows his drive and commitment from a young age to get to the top. It shows interviews and some matches. And one interview it showed is after a grueling semi-final match at Wimbledon, which Andy gets through, meaning he would get a chance to be our first Wimbledon champion in a very long time. And he is asked in this interview, what can it have been like for your parents watching that? Probably expecting him to say, yeah, it must be hard. They've been so supportive, etc., etc. But he looks at the interviewer and shaking his head, he says, I've no idea. And I'm not really that bothered. It's a lot harder for me, that's for sure. The film was then cut to another time when his father was speaking. And his father says, I don't feel sorry for him. I'm not saying it's easy for him. He can cope with it. Obviously he can. If he couldn't, he wouldn't be there. And later, when Andy Murray lost his first final attempt, sorry if that's a spoiler for any of you who have not seen that that happened to him, Andy Murray could hardly speak with tears as he went up to collect his second place award. And he said, I'm going to try this and it's not going to be easy. And he was referring to speaking, how hard it was for him. And he said, everybody talks about the pressure of Wimbledon, how tough it is. But it's not the people watching. They make it so much easier to play. The support has been incredible. Thank you. And it made me think how individuals get the strength, the passion, the drive to do things that seem beyond their ability, but they keep going due to their own efforts. And they feel encouraged by those around them, who cannot always take their load from them, but they support them, such as a parent, a fellow teammate, a spectator, a partner, God. Sometimes in life we are overwhelmed, but we keep going because of our inner drive and our effort and the support from those around us. I imagine that the 12 disciples who were sent by Jesus to go and spread the gospel message were at times overwhelmed, but also encouraged by those around who welcomed them and invited them in. They'd had little preparation really, but Jesus chose them for this work. We heard that in our reading today when he called them and sent them off. But also in another part of the Bible, in John's Gospel, we read Jesus saying to them, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Jesus saw the potential and chose them to go off and spread the good news. Interestingly, in our reading that we had today, it does also say, if your message is not received well, shake off your feet and leave that place. Keep going. Do not be disheartened. Take the message elsewhere. Because Jesus himself knew that the message falls on ears that will not listen. We have parables about the seed not taking root in dried, hard soil or on rocky ground. And in our reading today, we hear that Jesus was indeed rejected by his own hometown. But that did not stop Jesus. He moved on and continued his good work. He knew the message would come that way again. As Christians, we are all called to share this good news, to be encouragers to each other. In our Old Testament reading, Ezekiel had just seen some amazing visions of a heavenly realm, and that's in the chapter before we heard today, so that's chapter 1 of Ezekiel. If you want to find out more, go and read them, it's amazing. But in our reading today, Ezekiel hears the voice of God, and the Spirit of God comes upon him and tells him to go and spread the word of God. God has always been sending people amongst us, right into the heart of rebellious people, it says. Well, surely there's no rebellious people around here in the West Bucks benefice, but you just don't know who you're going to meet, do you? We are told to spread the gospel message. That's a continual message from God to us. So earlier today, I baptised a baby. It's a one-year-old, a lovely little chappie. And when we have babies, when we've got young children, we often wonder what they will grow up to be. Maybe they'll follow in the family business, if there is one. They might become a great sports person. They might become a politician or a teacher, a mother, a father, a great gardener, a great neighbour. We can excel at so many things. Not always things that will get us TV coverage or recognition with a big salary or rewards of any sort. In a letter Paul writes to the Ephesians, he reminds us, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So a way of reading that is to say, we have been created on purpose by God, for a purpose that he has pre-given us. So created on purpose for a purpose. And I was talking to my girls about this the other day, and one of them said, well, yeah, that's great, Mum, but how are we to know what that purpose is? And that is a big question, isn't it? We may be fulfilling it right now in something we are doing. We are right now fulfilling the purpose that we were made for. Or we may have fulfilled it some time ago, some years gone by, and we just weren't aware of that. Or it might be something that we will do in the future. Maybe it's to show others just what we can do with all the drive and passion of being a great sports person, how far we can push and train ourselves. But one purpose we have as a Christian is to share the good news we have in Jesus. The peace we get from knowing that God is walking with us. He loves us, and no matter how tough things get in our life, he will stay with us, and that we are welcomed into his heavenly realm. I'm coming to the end of this now, but this public declaring of our faith made me think of how I had political party members, can't remember their proper name, canvassers or something, coming to my door over the past few weeks. Some of you may have had that happen to you. And they were asking me if I would put a poster in my window showing my affiliation to their party. Well, for several reasons I said no. Maybe because I would not be voting for them. But also I'm not on the public highway, and so very few people would actually see it. But being a vicar, whilst I encourage people to vote, I would not publicly want to declare my allegiance to one party or another. But being a Christian is not something I am wanting to keep quiet about, to be private about. It is something we are called to share. Okay, as a vicar, I may have more answers to people's questions about being a Christian. I hope some of that 3 years of training and the subsequent training had a little bit of help in that direction. But usually, the biggest help to people in sharing the gospel message is to just be yourself. Say, give Christianity a try. Give God a try. Fulfill that purpose in your life. Sow that seed and say, come along and just see for yourself what happens. Amen.